how are you? Did you miss me? I missed you. I have literally probably recorded, I'm not even going to say like 10 or 15 podcasts, and I have not put them out because, again, I don't know. I see my little audience growing and I'm like, I don't know about that. I'm not ready. Like, pineapples, like, for real. Like, please, no. So I'm like, oh, wait, I don't know. You know, something about, like, I mean, being vulnerable with yourself, but then being vulnerable with other people, it's like, I think you're going to take this wrong. Like, today I'm really, really passionate about this particular situation, but, like, I realized that, like, I'm like, but it's not that deep. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'll have a moment, but it's, like, and that's it, and I don't want to explain that. So, I hope you guys are okay. I hope life is, life is good, but life will always life. Like, that is always, like, on my tombstone, life just be lifing. Like, and you just kind of got to go with the punches. And you guys, I am a big creature of habit. And I feel like a lot of times it keeps me stagnant. Like, I don't like change. Change scares me. It makes me uncomfortable. I don't like being uncomfortable. I know that of myself. This is why I try. And I didn't realize that this was a space of like there was some control, like, and I think when I think about it, right, because we don't like, I think I hate anything that has like negative connotations about it, because I'm like, no, like, I think that, like, just me go, like, walking through this process is like of life, right, my life journey, it is what it is. I realized that, like, I like to control things around me, not for the sake of, like, I'm just trying to control, because I'm like, I like to control, like, if you've ever, because, you know, you guys, I'm really bad with analogies, and it's going to be like, girl, you could do better with that. But it's like, you know, I prefer things to be a certain way, and I just don't like to be rattled, right? Like, I prefer to do the same thing over and over again, because I then will know what the end result will be. And so trying new things, even if it's so small as to, like, trying a new food, going a different route to get home, like, certain things like that, kind of, like, I don't like it. Because I don't want, like, I'm not as adventurous. like, oh, I need to know, like, oh, I need to try this new food. Because I don't like disappointment. I don't like disappointment. Like, I will go to the same restaurant, sit in the same space, and eat the same food every time I go there. I'm cool with that. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. But I do now feel like, you know, I can explore a little bit more and be okay with that. Because what I'm noticing is that, like I need to insert, how do you say, like, some things need to be changed, and I need to insert some fun or some whatever, because I just feel like I'm very stringent and ain't, like, this girl was like, I told this girl, I'm like, I'm very anal about stuff, like, very, it's so ridiculous, like, I'm very anal about things. And so I'm not as open to things changing, because it doesn't always feel good. And sometimes I don't like roller coasters, right? Like, I like steady. I like things to be steady. Like, I just, like, it's, you know, like, steady waters, right? Like, rushing water, and, like, stuff like that is, like, it's too much for me. Like, I'm like, oh, no, I just like things to be the same. And so, but in order for me to grow and continue on this path to growing, I have to be okay with change. And so I am now just trying to do things, or trying to have an open mind about certain things. And having different conversations, and being okay with things not going the way in which I wanted them, but allowing myself to have experiences, because things may not always go the way you want them. But here's another thing that, you know, like, oh, I don't particularly like this, but I prefer this, right? Like, or it's like, oh, like, it's either going to strengthen your resolve in some areas, or it'll, you know, it'll be a great experience, right? And so I don't like to look at things like, oh, bad experiences or whatever. I just feel like everything is a learning lesson. But if I don't allow myself to have those experiences to say to myself, like, if I don't allow myself to have those experiences, then it's like I feel like I am stagnating my own personal growth. And yes, there are places in my life where I feel like, yes, I've done all the work, but I've learned that everything isn't just always so black and white, and I have to, life is to be seen in color, and what makes sense in one situation won't necessarily make sense in another situation. So I'm just going through that process and experiencing that, and I'm grateful to be here in that space. But I think one of the things that, one of the things, like, as a young woman and trying to figure this thing called life out is, like, I hate to say this because I, like, it's a space, a piece of me that I don't like to share, but, like, I know that, like, I'm not living my life out loud. Like, you know how, like, you hear people and they be like, there's a difference between there's a difference between living and being alive or something like that, right? Like, living and living aloud, right? And it's like, I don't live aloud because I have all of these restrictions and or, like, I'm afraid to kind of live and kind of, like, put my foot out there and make a mistake because I don't want to get hurt, right? Like, I don't like falling down. And I know that it's a part of the process, but it doesn't always feel good. So, like, I kind of, like, for a while now, like, when I was younger, I was like, I'm going to try. It doesn't matter. Like, literally. But then as I've gotten older, I've kind of, like, shied away from that because there was, like, I was the person that was hopping from building to building, like, jumping over, hopping fences. Like, I ripped up really my favorite fucking coat for doing. Like, I was out there just, like, doing whatever. Like, what are we going? Nah, we over here. Like, we going to go do this. Like, it just was, like, no challenge, like, to be young again. I would, like, literally say to myself, don't lose that part. Like, because I feel like life tames you in a way that I am not appreciative of. Like, I don't want to be tamed, baby. I like being wild and free, but I tamed myself because that wildness is not widely accepted as an adult, right? Like, I wish they had mud parks and theme parks for adults, right? So I can go run around, hop fences, like those shows that we watch where it's like, they're like doing obstacle courses and shit like that. I want to be a part of the people who do shit like that. Like, where are those people at? Because that's what type of time I want to be on. But I kind of like tamed myself because that's what society says. As like, I remember my brother, like when music comes on, I sing along with the music. And again, we have to pay attention to people putting their own personal insecurities on us. And though this wasn't one that I picked up, but I know that there's other places and pieces of myself that I dialed back because of what other people may have said and or their insecurities they may have put on me. So my brother used to be like, when music used to come on, he'd be like, you're older now. Like, you shouldn't sing along with music. Like, you should just, like, listen to it. Why? Like, he said this on multiple occasions. Like, and now that I'm older, I'm like, damn, like, that's something he struggles with. Like, he feels like because he's older, he has to play a role. Like, when I think about the way that he functions or the way that he is, it's like, for me, it's like really sad, right? But there's so much of us that are operating not in our truest self because we feel like we have to be this tamed version of ourselves. This is why the idea of children scare me. The idea of settling down in a traditional sense makes me feel unhinged. I don't want nothing to tame me. I don't want to take a back seat to my life. I was watching this show last night, and it's about Pepsi. So I guess back in the day in the 70s or 80s, like, it was a really good show. I was enjoying it for reasons other than what they probably wanted me to enjoy it for. So but Pepsi had this commercial or whatever. I forgot what it's called. It's called like something Pepsi. But anyway, it's on Netflix. It's about Pepsi, and Pepsi had put out an ad like, if you give 7,000 Pepsi points, like, you can get a Herring jet, like one of those fighter jets from the military. And it was like, it's a whole show. It's a whole documentary about the boy who went for it and like their process. And I remember, like, remembering just watching that and feeling so in love and so inspired by this kid and his mentor, who, his mentor specifically, Todd, who just lives his fucking life, like, who just has fun and does all the things that he want to do, like, and I'm looking at him and I'm just saying to myself, like, I like him, like, I feel like I lost, like, he was me and I lost him. Right? Like, I feel like I lost, like pieces of, even like the way he was talking and all these different things. Like, I feel like I lost that part of me, that part that's free and exciting to myself and like willing to, like just whatever it is that my heart desired, just going for it. Right? Like, not thinking about the consequences, just going for it. Right? And so he's really into like hiking and like all of these different things. I'm like, oh my God, they're so fucking amazing, right? Like, because these are things that I would love to do, but as a little black girl, I remember like making my friends go camping. Like, I got this 16 people fucking tent at my house. Like, I making my friends go camping, like going hiking with people. And I remember like, there's this really, really cool park upstate New York that I always would go to. I think it's called Taconic or Sterling. And it has like this beautiful water. And I would go, but I never would go by myself because I am a black girl and racism is a thing. And you can't be like it. When I go, there's not people who look like me. And I know we shouldn't live our lives in fear in that way. But I don't get the luxury of like, I don't feel safe enough to do that. Like, and so I always had to, for the things that I wanted to do, is like, a lot of people are not into that. And so like riding bikes and doing all these different things, at least in my community. So now that I'm older, I'm like, well, just do the things. Like now I'm like, okay, I have been wanting to go to, like, hiking is a big deal for me. Like, I fucking like hiking, like, with everything in me. Like, I just really like walking and I love waterfalls. Like, I'm a fucking beach junkie. Like, I don't, which was really sad that I moved where I am now, because I'm like, oh, definitely I'm only going to be here for a year, because I am definitely like, I have to live on the water. No question. So, and so I kind of grew up and just was like, had to like look, because nobody's interested in it. They want a party. I'm not a party. I've been to three parties and I've been to a club until I'm 30, like two times. I swear to you, like, I don't go to parties. I'm not that person, right? Like, I'm not that. I'm the one that's like, oh, hey, let's go rock climbing or something. Like, no, I don't like rock climbing. That's not my thing. But I definitely will go on hiking and biking and like roller skating and stuff like that. I really do not like rock climbing. I don't feel safe. Like, I don't care if there's a harness. I have a problem with heights. So like, I don't feel safe. I remember Dan and I went rock climbing. And I was like, I was struggling. Cause I'm like really like heights is a thing for me. So like I was no, and I don't care. I don't trust anybody enough that like if I fall down that like you're like, no, like like no, no, no. Like I couldn't. I was like you ever been shaking? Like I was going up shaking, and I wasn't even halfway up. Like I was not even like a quarter way up. I was frightened, and I just was like no. I can't do it. So, hopefully, that's something I'll get over at some point, but it's always, heights has been always been a fret. Like I would go, they would go on the roof by my grandmother's house and I would never stand by the edge. I don't feel comfortable. Like, sorry, I just don't. So no, sorry, but just, I just don't feel comfortable. So, but like hiking and like, you know, stuff like that, like stuff that doesn't, you know, on the ground, I'm like super cool with it. Like I recently just thought, I'm like, all right, we're going to get our motorcycle's license. Like, I'm about to see how that's going to work, right? Like, how I'm going to get my motorcycle's license. I just bought some gear for hiking. Like, we're going hiking ASAP. And I'm just like, I'm just going to do the things that I want to do and just pray to God that he protects me. That's all I can do, right? Like, I can't not live because I'm afraid of, like, living. Like, I want to take my life back. Yes, there's scary things in the world. Yes, I won't be camping by myself. That's something that I will not be doing. No, like, you know, I've lived enough to know the things that I should and should not be doing, right? And so that's the end of that, right? Like, making sure that when I do go on really long treks, that I have all the supplies. Because I've seen How Did I Survive This and Living Alone, right? I mean, in the long, like, I'm going to be prepared. Because one thing I do know, you better have shelter and you better have a way to make fire. Like, period. So, and some a way to drink fresh water. So I'm gonna just go on this journey and just learn, like, get back to myself in the space of, like, oh, okay, well, I think we'll be fine, right? I think that we learn to suppress ourselves because society says we should. And I don't know if I've ever had this conversation where the idea is that, like, we're told for so long to hold on, because I got some fresh bread in the oven. But, like, we're told that, you know, like, be yourself, right, when we're kids. And then, but throughout our whole lives, right, from young, like, we're told we talk too much, we're too loud, we're too rambunctious, we're this, like, we're being told to be ourselves. But every time we be ourselves, we're then being told, like, okay, this bread is done. That we're then being told that, like, you're doing too much, right? Like, and so we learn to be tamed versions and or, you guys, fresh bread. I just want to let you guys know it's amazing. Like, we're being tamed versions of ourselves. And we're not living, because nobody want, like, right? So, like, because we don't want to be, disrespected and or treated differently because we're, like, or made fun of or people talking about us. I remember there's this girl. Everybody used to be like, she talked too much. So, like, we know not to talk so much, right? Like, because we see the way they used to treat her, so we just don't. And it's just like, do you want me to be myself or not? Like, it's like society says to you, be yourself, but not too much. Be the acceptable version of yourself. And we fall into that because a big thing for me is, like, I don't like judgment. I don't want to hear your opinions. I don't want to be bothered. I don't want to say this, but it's the truth. And even if it's in the subconscious level, it's like, I thought in a subconscious way, because now when I think about it, I'm like, why do you struggle with being vulnerable? Why do you struggle with, like, people knowing that maybe, like, that you're also having human experience, right? Sorry, my phone fell. Like, you're also having human experiences. And I think it's because, like, we are taught that, like, to be, especially at least from my mom, it's like, you have to care what people think about you. You have to care what people think about. Remember, I've had that conversation. And so, like, I've kind of, like, been self-conscious and, like, check in, right? Like, should I be doing this? Like, is this acceptable to society? Like, and I didn't get, like, until I was older, like, in my late teens, because my mom, you know? And then, like, so we become these pillars of perfection, right? We mask ourselves behind who we think we should be versus who we are. And it's gross. Like, I know that at some point I will get past this, like, that piece of me that feels like I have to be this pillar of perfection and this perfect role model of what life should be. But I think that is what causes so much issues in society, is that people feel like they have to play a role in order to fit in because it's comfortable for other people. And it's like the same thing with, like, when I remember there was a politician. I don't remember his name. He was a little funny looking. I think he was from Jersey. I don't know. But, like, they found out he was, like, gay or something. Not the black one from Florida. I think he's from Florida. I don't know. But there was one many, many years ago who was cheating on his wife and who was, like, they found out he was gay or something. And it was, like, I was, like, these politicians are human beings. Like, you basically force them into, like, if they want to be a politician, they have to get married and they have to have children. Like, it's like you force them into a role that in which they did not want. I just want to be a politician. But it's like, I won't accept you if you're a bachelor man. I won't accept you if you're this. It's like, maybe they don't want to be married right now. Maybe they want to be married to a particular person. Maybe, like, it's like you, society forces you to play this role. And it's like, I just wanted to be a president. I just wanted to be a politician. I didn't want this. And it's like, you forcing me to be with somebody I don't want to be with, but she looks really great on paper. She comes from this kind of life, or he comes from, like, and it's like, then you have these people who are like doing shit on the side, and it's like, because you're like, stop forcing people to do things they don't want to do. And I feel like society is, it's funny because society is us, right? Like, we get to dictate what's acceptable and what's not acceptable, and we're so judgmental of ourselves, and which then causes us to be really judgmental about others, which then creates this really unhealthy environment for ourselves and for others, right? Like, I want you to know that I am not going to live my life, like, continue to live my life like that. Like, I'm going to figure my shit out, and I'm going to live out loud. Like, I literally always say, like, you only get one life, you only get one life. But I couldn't, like, as much as, like, I've done all this work, I've done whatever, I feel this emptiness inside. I do. And it's something that I don't ever want to talk about, because I feel like, you should know, you're 33. And it's like, no, I don't know, because I am not fully myself. I am the acceptable version of myself. And so yesterday when I was watching the Pepsi movie, well, documentary about the kid and the Pepsi thing, and I felt so fucking alive, and my heart was singing, and it, like, literally, it was like it snapped, like, this is what you're missing. Yes, we have to live our life a certain way. I mean, we have to, like, have jobs and work and do it, but, like, you, baby girl, this is what you're missing. This is the, like, I was so adventurous and so fun and so whatever when I was younger, and I have so much bruises on my body because I was out here in these streets. I really do really bad ones too. On my knees, on my arms, like, I was running around. Like, I was having a good time. We just trying to catch a good time. Even if it takes all night. So, like, I was having a good time. Like, I really was. Like, I was just having fun, just existing and running around, just doing, like, literally doing nothing. Like, not, and then, as I've gotten older, like, young adults, it's like, okay, well, you no longer can, right, like, have this fun, adventurous piece of you. Like, you have to be this version of yourself. Like, you have to, like, strip those things and, like, be this. And I feel empty inside because I now realize this is what I'm missing. This is who I am to be. And I've allowed society to tell me what I can't and cannot do and who I should be. Simple. But it's nothing for me to be upset about. I do feel like, you know, yes, whatever, but I'm coming from a very stringent and hard place. Like, for me to even, like, I said to my friend the other day, I'm like, I don't care what anyone says. I'm still a Black girl who believes in fairy tales. I believe in fairy tale love. Like, I'm literally Romeo, save me. You know, like, Taylor Swift, I'm a massive Taylor Swift fan. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I keep waiting, right? Like, for you, but you never come, is this in my head. I don't know what to think. Okay, like, I'm that girl. Like, and as a Black girl, like, we don't get fairy tales. We have to live in reality. And that's really sad. Like, And it scares me to think, like, one day, possibly, I'll have children. I really want a daughter. Like, and, like, I have to have, like, shield her and, like, bring her into reality, but also want her to keep her innocence in a space of, like, just because you're, like, you're not your Blackness, right? Like, the same, like, it's like, you can still believe in fairy tales. The world sucks, but there are amazing people in the world, and you just have to go find them. Like, I'm amazing, right? I just have to go find my people. And so it's like, not to take things and get angry and be like, oh, no, it's like, okay, you know what I'm saying? Like, like, life is love. Like, I'm all love, and I'm every bit of a Disney movie. Like, I promise you, like, and all of the lessons and all of the love and all of the mistrials and the ugliness and the I had to fight through it. Like, at the end, it's happy, bliss and happiness. Like, that is me. Like, and as a little Black girl, being around other Black girls who don't believe in fairy tales, who've never had, how I got like this, oh God, like, I really am so happy that I get to still keep that. Because that's something that, like, in my community, little Black boys and little Black girls, we don't get to think about fairy tales and life. And it's just like, we got to work to survive. And then escapism. Right? So, yes. I have allowed, there's a book. It is orange and red, and it's called The Four Principles. I think the book is called The Four Principles of, I'm not sure, you guys, but it's the four principles of something, I think, or something. It's like an orange and red book, but he spoke about the idea that people, like, how we are tamed from young. And at the time, I couldn't really get into the book, but out of that book, that's the only thing I remember. I think it was Zen or something. I don't remember what the book was called. I'm trying to find it for you guys. You guys know, on the whim, I'm like, really. But anyway, oh, found it. So it's called, the book is called Zen and the Art of Happiness. And the only thing I got from this book, because when I was reading it, I was like, was when he spoke about how society, how from young we're taught, like, we tame ourselves and how we tame our children. And that's the only thing I read and remembered, like, out of that book, right? So the book is called Zen and the Art of Happiness by, what is this guy's name? Child, let me butcher somebody's name. Child, don't come for me. His name is Chris Prentiss. Prentiss. Right? Zen and the Art of Happiness. So that was the one thing I got out of that. And I'm like, now, I read that book 2 years ago. And now I'm here and I'm like, I can't keep walking into the room, walking into a new year, a new dimension, a new day, and being like, okay, well, society says that I need to be organized. Society says that I need to be this. Society says I need to be that. And I have to do all these different things. But then, like, I'm struggling with certain things because I'm not internally happy, because I'm not living my life the way in which I would like to have lived my life. And okay. Because I said to my friend the other day, I'm like, we can't just, I'm not a band-aid type of person. You understand what I'm saying? This is why I feel like I am happy. I am like the person that I am is because I'm not looking for quick fixes. I'm not looking to band-aid my shit. I'm not looking for, like, what's wrong? Okay, we tried that. It's not working. Something's wrong. And that's how but sometimes I don't know what's wrong. Like, sometimes, because I don't have the words for it. I don't have the language for it. Like, I don't know, because I haven't lived enough or experienced enough to be able to have the language for it. So it's like, I don't know. So when it comes down to, you know, things like, I've been fit my whole fucking life, and then I start gaining weight these last 4 years, and it just seems like I can't get my shit together. Like, and it's like when I say fit, I mean, like, really lean, right? And muscular my whole life. Like, no stomach, no nothing, all these different things. And it's like, for, you know, life start happening, these things, whatever. And then it's like, I can't figure some shit out. But when I start to do something, why? I pay attention to everything I do, because I am less concerned with what people think about me and what I think about myself. Like, I know that I do care about what people think. This is why I hide myself, because I don't want to hear what you have to say. So I care more about what I feel about myself. So I pay attention, though. And in certain seasons in your life, God will reveal new things to you, right? I've accomplished and or defeated this particular thing, right? So it's like, okay, well, now I can reveal this to her. And so I'm now in that space of like, okay, I pay attention to everything I do. I will start, stop, start, stop. Like, I am definitely, since I was young, I knew that I would be the jack of all trades and the master of none. I said that when I was young. I knew that because it's my personality. I don't care about nothing enough to go long term. I don't want to, I want to try it and I want to move on. I accomplished this. Bye-bye. Again, I've always said this. Like, I am the person that will take it from conception to production. But I'm not the person you call when I'm the person to set the foundation, right? But I'm not the person that you call to, like, decorate the house and shit like that. I'm going to get the house built. I'm going to make sure everything is right to perfection. But I'm not going to do anything else. Like, I don't want to do anything else. I'm done. My goal, what I want, what I came here to do is done. So I'm the person that will come in. I will get everything done. But I don't want to do that. Like, I'm not, like, right? Like, I am the project manager. And I love this project manager thing, because I'm like taking a course on project management, I'm like, oh, this is amazing. Like, this is definitely me. But it's like, I'm here to get this done, but I don't care about certain things. Like, I'm only here to do this part of it, right? Like, but I'm not here to do the rest of that. Like, the rest of that, I don't want no parts of that. We will get the store up and running. We will get the store. We will tear down the store. We will build up all the shelves and all this other shit. But as soon as we do that, I'm done. It's your turn. I'm not going to help you pick out certain things. Maybe I might help you pick out clothes, but I'm not going to help you fill this and do, like, it's just not me. I like to create, and now that I think about it, like, when I think about, like, it's like with my business, I'm like, I love having my business. I think it's great. I said to myself, like, a year ago, I said, everything I do needs to be project-based. I said this like a year, 2 years ago, and I said that to Stephanie, and we had that conversation. I said, because I realized that I have no desire for the day-to-day process of anything. I came here, I saw, and I conquered, and that's it. I want to move on. So, you know, having a long-term business and having to run the day-to-day is a little bit stringent for me and my type A, my personality, right? And so I'm learning that, okay, so as I go through my life and I try to figure this out, I have to make decisions based upon my personality and the things that I want and don't want for myself. I'm definitely project-based. I'm definitely, like, you know how the designers, they come and they're going to design your shit, but I had nothing to do with the other, like, I came here to do one task. That's it. I do not care about who you're going to hire. That's not my business, please. Unless that's what you hired me to do, right? I came here for the task. And once I accomplish that, I'm ready to move on. So, but I have to discover more of that piece of me that was free and just having fun and, like, inserting fun in my fucking life and doing the things that I want to do, because it makes it easier for me to live my life and to make the hard decisions. Right? But when you just sit in something that you don't necessarily, and I have to be careful, because God has a funny sense of humor, child. Like, Jesus Christ. Like, I'm very particular with my words when it comes to certain things, because I'm like, God is funny. Stop playing with me, Franklin. Stop playing with me. You know? So, yes. Look forward to me doing a lot of hiking, practicing my biking, child, because I need to work on that. It's been a while. Doing that, and then once I, you know, get stronger and all this other shit, oh yes, I'm on top. You know, like, I'm back, like, once, like, it's just about me getting back to me and living my, like, I'm going to be an adult child for the rest of my life. I'm going to be that grandmother, that aunt, that whatever, that I'm 90, and I'm like, hey, yo, you're wildin'. Deadass. I don't care. Like, I don't want to play a role because you said this is what it should look. This is what adulthood should look like. This is what, like, I'm not saying this is why everybody's unhappy, but I feel like everybody's just playing a role. Like, you're playing mommy, you're playing daddy, you're playing ball. Like, is this what you really want to do? Like, if, you know what I'm saying? And so I understand to a certain degree, like, when I think about it, like, why are people, like, when I look at people and I'm like, why do people keep having kids and then jumping from this person, you got kids with her, as soon as y'all fine, and then as soon as y'all have kids, it's like you going and shit like that. And so, and then you see it repeat, you got like 7 baby mamas and all this other shit. And then you think, I mean, there's a whole host of things going on with that, but it's like, commitment is a big thing. I don't want to be tied down to nothing. That is a theme in my life. And I'm not talking about relationships. That's a different story. But like, I don't want to be tied down to anything. I don't want anything pulling on me. This is the reason why I don't want to have kids. I don't want to, right? Like, I don't want to be put in a box and like, I have to live my life a particular way. Like, and that's just my story. So I'm going to get back out here and learn to continue living my life and learn to, okay, we now are aware of some of the things that's been going on, right? That has been like, that left a hole in us, right? Like, we feel empty. Like, I feel like my life can't just be work. Somebody's getting fired and it's going to be me. Like, I'm not going to sit here for this. Me? No. Me? Oh, no, you can't. Don't come. Please. I'm not the one. Like, I'm going to tell you that right now. I am not the one for any of that shit. Like, I can't do the same thing. From young, I knew this. I can't do the same thing every single fucking day. Like, I can't. Like, I know me. I've said, like, I've had these, like, I can't. Getting up, going to, I can't do that. Maybe you can. I need variety. That's how I am. Simple. They're always telling us to look for this. And like, no, there's people. What that Pepsi movie did for me last night was show me that I can do it all. Like, he owns multiple businesses and he's free. This is why I love men too. Like, they don't give a, I'm not saying, like, I love their, I don't give a fuck attitudes. I'm coming in. I'm asking for what I want. Do you have a problem? We got a fight on our hands. Like, in terms of like, and I'm like listening to them. They're going back and forth with Pepsi. And they're like, Pepsi offered them $1 million, whatever. And they like, and then Todd's like, well, it's up to you. Whatever you want to do. Like, I love, I just love the way men function. And it's like, he's like, yeah, like, I got a brain tumor or some shit. And the doctor's like, you got cancer. And he's like, yeah, but I'm going to Antarctica. Like, or whatever the fuck he was going. He's like, I'm going to Antarctica. And they're like, no, we got to, like, and I just love the way they function. At least this, like, some men function. And it's like, they go for what they want. They don't care. And I used to be like that. And now I'm this pussy. Second guessing myself. Fuck you. That's the beauty of how I grew up and why I'm so grateful that I didn't grow up with, like, everything is needed for whatever. So I know that in order for me to get back to that space of who I was, I have to start doing the things and living the life that I want to live. So I feel more comfortable with myself in terms of like making these hard decisions and doing whatever, period. And I want to be super, super happy, right? Like, I'm happy now, but it's like something's missing, right? It's like you having pieces to the puzzle, but you just know like something's missing. Color, baby. Color. Color is the living of your life. Color is the river flowing, right? Life's energy. And when we stagnate our own waters, well, when we choose to live a life of that we're told to live, we don't understand that we're stagnating our own waters, right? And we all know what happens to stagnant water. When we live our lives, no matter how rocky and crazy the waves might get, right? Or the rushing white water, like the rushing water, like how, like it's just crazy, it's dangerous, whatever. That's where the color comes from. That life energy that you get from just living your life authentically, and how the universe meets you where you are and is able to, that's why I seem like some people are just so blessed. And it's like, you can't have life in stagnant water. Like, you're not going to get nothing but swampy, sad, whatever. And that's what I'm sitting in right now. And it's, while I may have your life, I probably in like the last four podcasts I explained this, but I probably didn't put them out, so I'll explain it again. I see life like this. One, I'm painting for my end day, for the day that I'm gone, right? I'm painting this beautiful mural on this wall that is going to be a sum up my life, right? But then in the process, I'm sitting at the edge. I'm sitting and I'm watching this river that is mine. The river is a representation of my soul, my life's energy. And there's a dam, right? On the other side, there's a dam. And this dam is holding back all of my life energy, right? This dam consists of the dam that is holding my water back from flowing in my stagnant water is all of those limited beliefs, all of those things in which I was told I can and cannot be, or like all of the things that is holding me back from right, all of the self-doubt, all of that. So as I continue to develop myself, I'm able to chip down, right? Make, like, poke holes in this dam. And yes, I have stagnant water, but I do have a few pieces in that dam are like dripping down. Like I have some fresh water, right? It's not enough to get my river to flow, but it's enough for my river not to die in a sense, right? And become fully stagnant, right? But we need that movement for that fresh water to matter. So the idea for me is to, even when I don't understand it, is to get rid of that dam and to just go for it and rip the shit down and allow my life's energy to flow into this river that is mine, because it's my responsibility. The trees, the plants, the wildlife that is mine would greatly benefit from me, right, having tore down this metaphorical dam, and they will be able to have fresh water. I get to have fresh water. Life begins to, the color comes back, right? And so for me, it's like, do what you gotta do. And what may have made sense to you in your life and your God-given, right, whatever, it's like, for me, it's not gonna work. I can't work backwards to get forward. I have to deal with shit as it is. And when it's time for certain things, it'll be time for it. But I know that I can't keep suppressing myself and not living the life that I want to live. And at this point, being 33, I didn't even realize that was what happened. I have been like this for so long that, like, I don't even, like, I remember saying to Stephanie, she's like, do something that you like. And I'm like, I don't know what I like. Because I don't do anything. I know that I love to travel. Like, I feel like I don't know myself enough. So, like, I know I love traveling. Like, that's my thing. I love beaches. I love hiking. We hear about that all the time. We hear about biking. But, like, what else? What else? What else? So, it's just time to discover that. And I get to choose what I want to do with my life. I get to choose what this will look like, what my life will look like, and what it won't look like. And I'm chipping, like, even in saying all of this, it feels vulnerable, but I'm like, I have to chip this shit down. I'm drowning. And people be like, oh, but you're doing so well. But I'm not fully happy. Something is missing. That fucking Pepsi movie yesterday, I didn't give a fuck about what they, like, once I started to, like, I was like, wow. That passion for life, that, like, life, my life energy is behind this damn, and it's like, baby! As I sit on the, right, on the bank, and I just stare at my water trying to figure out, trying to see life in it, trying to, like, figure it out, and it's, everything is just gray. There's a couple, like, you know, little butterflies or gnats and shit, but, like, there's nothing there. There's no life around it. Because I've, every time someone has said something to me, every time my mom has, like, I was building a wall that was, like, society builds a wall for us, like, that we listen to. That's why we gotta be careful about what we listen to. But we don't know because we're young, so we don't know what's going on. So we continue to chip. We continue to build this wall that hurt, this wall, I didn't like that, this wall, oh, I shouldn't be this wall, oh, I talk too much, this wall. Like, we build these layers and layers and wall, which blocks off our life energy, and then wonder why we're not happy. At least that's my truth. So now, yes, my dam, I have poked many holes in it, and I can see all the fresh water coming down. But it's not enough. So I have to get radical about this shit and say, fuck it. I'm going to have to do it my way. And the greatest thing that I heard yesterday out of this documentary when Todd said, you're going to have... I'm going to butcher this, but he basically said, like, you're going to have 100 fucking great experiences, and 5 of those shits are going to be brutal. You're going to break bones. You're going to break arms, but you had 95 fucking amazing adventures. So yeah, I'm like, fuck, I want to travel. I want to do all these different things. Fuck, I bought this house. Fuck. Fuck! I'm trapped. No, I'm not. I figured it out. Like, I'm like, oh, all right, cool. Now we good. We could do this. Fuck! We can't not just not live and not do the things because we're so afraid to get hurt. And I live like that for sure. I don't want to get hurt. That's why I'm comfortable with being comfortable. Like, I don't like change. Right? But it's not doing nothing for me. That void that's missing is not a person. It's me. It's not... When I was in relationship, they were a good distraction from me. People ask me, like, some guy came yesterday and we're talking and shit, whatever. And he's like, oh, why are you single? And I'm like, what do you mean? Like, for me, it's like, I want to be single right now. I need to feel whole by myself. Because when you don't feel whole by yourself, when you get someone, you super hyper focus on them, right? Because you're trying to, like, avoid yourself. I'm focused on me. I'm trying to figure my shit out. I need color. So once I rip down, once I get radical about my shit and just do me, motherfucker, guess what happens? When that dam, I fucking make huge fucking chips in this shit and the water gets to flowing and my fucking, it's gonna take time. My fucking river is getting fresh water and there's constant movement. The color is slowly coming back to me. Damn, what's that Celine Dion song? It's all coming back to me now. You feel me? That's how I see life. So yeah, my life right now is in black and white. Because I'm doing what society says I should be doing, right? It's not me. Yes, I have a great business. Yes, my business is successful. I'm happy about all of that. Like, I'm happy. I'm so grateful I moved. Like, God, I'm fucking happy to be down here. Like, but it's like, something's missing. Something's missing. It's not a job. It's not a people. It's me. I'm missing me. And that's okay. Balance is something that I always said that I wanted to be. Ever since I saw that movie, Eat, Pray, Love, when I was young, I said, I'm going to have a moment like that. A moment like that will come. And I said, the importance of being well-balanced. But as I got older, I said, you know, you're going to have to be out of balance to get in balance. Like, you're going to be out of balance. You're going to have to work to get in balance, but be okay with, you know, some pieces of you and of your life are going to need more attention than others, right? And then as we get older, balance comes. It's a journey. The most work you will ever do in your life is the self-work. The speaking your truth even when it doesn't feel good. Even when it doesn't make sense to you. Even when you know society's going to be like, you want to do what? I remember my ex-boyfriend's friend saying like he wanted to be a socialite. He's going to school to do something. His parents felt like that's what he needs to be doing. And he's saying he didn't want to go to school for that. So he's like, basically, whatever. And he wanted to be a social media person. And I was like, well, leave school and go do that. That's what I'm telling my boyfriend. I'm like, why is he going, like, why are you wasting all this money and failing and doing, like, why? Who cares? But we spend so much time of our life trying to please others and forget to please ourselves. You have to learn to be selfish with you, with your time, with your energy. I love people who seem to be in balance with themselves and in harmony with the world around them. That's my life's wish. Like, but what is that if, what is it when someone, when people say, what is it for a man to gain everything and lose himself? We have to know ourselves and treat ourselves just as well as we treat everybody else. I'm in the stage of this chapter of my life is a lot of different conversations, vulnerability, boundaries, right? Doing the things that you want to do, not what society says you should be doing. I never was a gym person. I like going to the gym. When I do beat it, it's cool. It's not my thing. I would much rather go and hop fences and like bike ride and like do active shit. Much rather go hiking. For literally, I would much rather hike for 12 miles than to be in a gym for an hour. That's just how I am. I really love it. You know? So we have to do things the way we want to do them, not the way society tells us to do them. But I think that's why I also do a lot of like hiding. And I don't say hiding. I love that I'm super private because I don't think everybody's going to understand because people haven't come to this level of self-awareness as I would say that I am in, right? But because this is my truth, what makes sense for me probably won't make sense for you. But I do a lot of that because I don't want your opinions about my life. And if you're friends with me, I'm super supportive to a fault. I don't care what you want to do. I don't care if you want to start an OnlyFans. It's not my business what you want to do with your life. I am a supporting character in your life. I'm not here to tell you what you should and should not do. I'm just here to support you in any way that I can. And that's it. I have no opinion about anybody else's life because I know how hard it is just to say that I like vanilla when everyone loves chocolate. Right? I'm not here to make anyone feel bad. And I love people the way that I wish people would just love me and leave me alone. I'm not going to understand your reasoning for things. I'm not. It's because it's not for me to understand. We are individual people, spiritual beings from different lineages and blah, 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 blah. Like, I don't need to understand why you want to become a fucking, I don't know, an anime, like, right? Like, I don't know. Like, I don't care. I don't, I don't care in the sense of like, I don't care what you want to do. Do it. I'm going to support you. I'm going to be in the stands. I will be at your graduation. I will be at your fucking Comic-Con, whatever fucking Comic-Con shit, whatever. I'm going to be there to cheer you on because that's my job. And not in a job and like, I have to do. In a job like, as your friend, that's my job. To just love you as you are and allow you to experience the world however it makes sense for you. And I don't have to make it make sense for me because I don't, that's not my job. And I never do that. So when people come to me and said, I want to be this, I want to do, I'm like, okay, cool. I support you. I don't want to give my opinion on that. Because I'm really good at not having opinions about other people's lives. So I know people think like, because I have things I say like, oh, whole culture, that's for me. I'm not a part of whole culture. I don't care what you do with your body. You have the right to do everything you want to do with your body. Like, I have no opinion about it. Because it's already hard to live. I'm not going to add to the struggle of trying to be an individual or trying to live your life the way you want to live to it. I am supportive. I will set the cameras up for you, baby. The fuck? I don't care. Because I don't want you to come tell me that I'm saying, I remember I was talking to my cousin. I was saying, like, I need to work on my discipline. I'm like, because I just be, like, doing whatever I want to do, which is great. But, like, and she got mad at me. And I'm just like, what the fuck is going on right now? Like, it's because you can't separate the two. What is true for my life is not true for you. Like, I don't have to agree with you. This is why I'm protective of me. This is why I'm protective of everything that I do. You won't know what I'm doing until it's done, right? Because I can't entrust my thoughts, feelings, desires into other people because they have yet to do the self-work. I don't want you to have an opinion about my life, just like I don't want to have an opinion. Like I don't genuinely care what you do with your life. I'm just here to support you. I am a support. Do you guys understand what a supporting cast member is? You're not the main character. You're the main character in your life. You're not the main character in mine. I don't need your opinion. If I decided today that I wanted to fucking go to Argentina and spend 6 months, I don't need you to give me your opinion about that. This is why I love Stephanie. Because she doesn't say you should not do something. She says, okay, let's make sure we're doing it for the right reasons though. And we're not just running. This is why you have to get the right people in your life. And I know that this level of awareness and self-love and all these different things that I experience with myself, most people won't be in. So, yes, I can't be friends with everybody. I can be cordial. I can be cool. But everybody's not going to understand where I'm at. And I want to shake myself from this matrix of the world that tells me you can be yourself as long as I'm okay with it. You can just do exactly what the imagery and the things that they tell us that we can and cannot do is seriously just based upon them wanting us to be good little workers and good little servants to their agenda to keep this cog running. I'm a human being, a Black woman, an African-American woman who believes in fairy tales, who is all love and light and all of my beauty. Like, I'm fucking a unicorn, my nigga. And I know this. I'm mad dope. I know this. But I don't. In my journey to figuring shit out, I don't want to hear you. I don't want to hear anybody's voices. This is why I prefer to sit in the corner by myself. Because while everybody's got a voice and an opinion about everybody else, I watch your life. Your life is a reflection of who you are and your inner thoughts. And if you don't got it right for yourself, how are you going to make that make sense for me? So anyway, that was my story. Just be love. Choose kindness. Live your life the way you want to live it. We on one. That's it. World of my flag. No. What be wrong with me sometimes? I'd be like, why you be ending it like that? But I just do my own thing. Do your own thing, Felicia. Period. Period, Poe. All right, bye, you guys. Bye.